You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Basis Speculation on the Pop Culture News on the Research So You Don't Have To. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Joel.
Now, boys, why is it so hard to make a Blade movie?
Look, hey, welcome to the Marvel Cinematic Universe discussion where we look at Blade and we say...
Seems easy to
me. They did it before. And that's when they had Stephen Dorff or whatever. Yeah. He was all right.
They made three of them already.
Two of them were all right. Yeah. One was pretty good.
They're pretty good.
I liked the first one. Yeah. The second one, I think it was Del Toro. Yeah. That was pretty fun.
Yeah.
The third one, yes. They couldn't get Wesley Snipes to open his eyes.
Sure.
Yes, sure. They got some great CGI of fake eyes on a man's face whose eyes are closed.
Yeah.
And it doesn't look out of place.
No, it looks normal.
That's where the trouble began.
Those eyes. Those closed eyes.
Those cursed eyes.
Even the third one I quite enjoy. I know for some people in this podcast, maybe they didn't enjoy it. But
I haven't seen it for that exact reason.
You know, Ryan Reynolds is in it and he's pretty good in it.
Like, what I've heard is that in Blade 3, because Wesley Snipes is such a non-entity, that basically Ryan Reynolds was like, Wesley Snipes isn't in this scene, so I can say whatever I like and they will have to get his reaction down the track or whatever. So it's just, if you're a big fan of early Ryan Reynolds riffing, that's all it is.
Professional critics were not. It has a 24% on Rotten Tomatoes and an audience score of 50.
Yeah. Look, it makes sense. Like, fair enough. But, you know, they may do with what they, you know, had, right?
You gotta give them props for that. But yeah, so they've made two great Blade movies, one fine Blade movie, and then when the MCU started and they were like, it's 2011, we're getting the rights to Blade, they were like, this will be a no-brainer. There will literally be no brain involved in making this movie.
How hard is it going to be? You have a guy, he's half a vampire, and he fights vampires. Vampire is scary.
Absolutely. And easy. Blade, Wesley Snipes' Blade, looked sick as fuck.
Yeah.
He's infinitely...
I think we cleared a minute before you said fuck, which is something I almost said straight away again. So
you're welcome.
If you're watching on YouTube, there's a big chance that this is still monetized.
Yes.
Which is rare for us.
It really
is. Can we get the numbers up on this one? Because it's not going to be monetized for a while. This is a little peak.
Please
tell your friends.
Yeah. This one might be the one that they're like, the algorithm's like, yeah, this one we can show other people.
This is going to pick up.
No.
This is the episode of Baseless Speculation that's going to make us rich.
Yeah. To give an indication, because I got the full timeline of what's going on in front of me. This laptop isn't just awesome set dressing and to show off how cool my laptop is.
Yeah.
But instead it has all the information that I need to know. So, like Jackson said, 2011, Marvel announced that they've got the rights for Blade back.
Yes.
Which is funny that they didn't have them. But I get it.
Classic Marvel.
They did that thing where they were like, oh my God, people hate comic books now. We got to sell off everything so that we don't have to close.
We're going to give Blade to Colgate Toothpaste.
New Line Cinema.
Yeah, that's
we're
right.
We're so bankrupt. Oh my God. Everyone hates us. How much are we selling this toy for? Oh, can we up it?
Can we sell it for $50 per Wolverine or whatever?
And also, we should sell Wolverine the guy to Fox.
I'm surprised they didn't, like, lease their characters.
Well, no, because that would be clever, and it was like fire sale.
It was, I know. But it'd be very funny to be just like, oh, what's that? What's that, Warner Bros.? Are you making a Batman? For like $300, you can have
Spider-Man in it?
We'll rent him out to you.
Do you want Spider-Man to get beaten up in your Batman movie to show how cool Batman is?
We'll do that.
$50 bucks?
$60 bucks?
$80. You just buy us lunch?
Yeah. 2011, which obviously
it's pretty
early. 13 years ago now.
Yeah, and that was just when, so what had come out, like?
Iron Man?
Iron Man came out in 2009,
yeah.
Oh, wait. So.
Incredible Hulk.
Uh-huh.
Iron Man 2, end of list.
Oh, wow. So really early on.
Oh, actually, sorry. They announced it July 2011, so that is in between the release of Thor, which was May 2011, and Captain America, which happened late July.
And so the Avengers hasn't even come out yet. So
Avengers is 2012.
Fair enough, because if you introduce Blade at that point, you then have to be like, And vampires are also here.
Yeah.
And I get it.
And it was in the souffle stage of building the MCU. You didn't want to disrupt anything or you know, you already Thor. You were like, and there's kind of magic. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
It's mostly a sci-fi, so you can kind of like digest it. So it makes sense to not make a Blade movie straight away.
Yeah. We got a tech guy. He make a suit. Yeah. We got some science guy. Oh, no. He now big Hulk.
He's a monster.
And God, but alien shush.
Yeah.
And that's it. We got a guy with a bow and arrow. It's fine.
Exactly.
Vampo.
And it is also worth noting that after announcing this, it seems like Marvel were pretty flat that they had told people because no mention after this for 5 years.
Yeah.
And then in October,
you guys have Blade yet? Oh my god.
I forgot.
And then Doctor Strange comes out, and then people are like, okay, now we're getting close. That's magic.
Yeah. And by the time you've introduced Doctor Strange, I feel like people would accept vampires.
Yeah, because I think this is what, again, I never really watched the end of Buffy.
Yeah,
but I'm fairly certain that vampires are just basically like demon shit.
Yeah, okay.
And like a part of like, you know, a subset of demons, vampires.
Okay,
and
sure.
Loki Strange, he's dealing with magic, all, you know, different dimensions, and maybe one of them dimensions, vampires.
I think as well, if you wanted to do that, because I think in Blade, quite often it's like there's a secret, and I mean, so much vampire media does this, but like there's a secret vampire underground, the masquerade, and it's like nobody knows about the vampires and they've infiltrated the highest levels of society. Doctor Strange was your opportunity to, like, that point in the Marvel Cinematic Universe was your opportunity to do that. Because if you do that now, you're like, wasn't that Skrulls? Wasn't that the Black Widows?
Yeah.
Isn't that, I'm sure, some other fucking guys?
Yeah.
So many different little secret organizations.
It just wouldn't ring as true, I think.
And I think the reason that they start bringing up
Blade
again with Doctor Strange is also, you got to remember, that's post-Netflix, so you've had Daredevil, which doesn't really matter for what I'm about to talk about, but Iron Fist, the other guys. Anyway, so basically all of those characters are the Midnight Suns.
Yes, yeah.
And they're like, well, Blade's the big hole you're missing there. Yeah. You do build into Midnight Suns, bringing in Blade, because you got Blade. And Johnny Blaze is also in, Ghost Rider was in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. or something, I think.
Yeah, one of the Ghost Riders, not Blaze, the other one.
The guy who's got a car?
Yeah.
Johnny Carr. His car is the devil, I'm fairly sure. Good stuff.
Or it was the devil a mechanic?
No, the devil's like his moto. I don't know if that's true.
Yeah, that feels like a lie. Anyway, so a couple of months before Doctor Strange, clearly when Kevin Feige is like floating around being like, hey, come see Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
There's magic now.
They're making magic now?
Kevin Feige says, when asked about introducing Blade into the Marvel Cinematic Universe, stated, he's a really fun character. We think this movie, Doctor Strange, going to a different side of the universe would have the potential to have him pop up. But between the movies, the Netflix shows, the ABC shows, there are so many opportunities for this character to pop up.
Okay.
As you're now seeing with Ghost Rider on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
So much optimism.
Okay, so
it's
much.
So funny to be like, there's so many places he could pop up. And then he popped up nowhere.
Well, it's also funny for them to say that because like Kevin Feige at that point would have been like, well, we're not... We know that there's no plans for him at the moment.
Yeah, true.
It's like, oh, yeah. It's pretty much him just being like, yeah, he could show up in one of our many different medias. You should watch all of them just in case.
Kind of like a big ad, really. Yeah.
Like, to be honest, like at that point as well, trying to think like when you could introduce vampires as a concept.
Yeah.
And you could kind of do it almost any of the stuff if you want to link them to like Hydra.
Oh, yeah.
Because they were like, oh, they were frozen underground at some blah, blah, blah. Yeah, and they've been drilling and whatever. And oh, no, there's a vampire virus.
Yeah, yeah.
Aging up Blade, though.
I think the trick of that is that you have to make vampires something different for your Blade movie. You know what I mean? If you attach them to Hydra or you make them from another dimension, it's like...
The super soldier serum went really wrong this time.
We mixed it with bat DNA? Because we're dumb as fuck.
And we're going to really need a guy to kill these guys.
So we made another guy.
All right, so we got us. We got Isaiah Bradley, and then we injected him with super soldier serum. This is happening in Vietnam, or was it also World War II? No, it was World War II.
It was World War II.
As he's going into, he got bit by a vampire bat.
Isn't it Korea?
Maybe it's Korea. Yeah,
the 50s war.
Was it 50?
Yeah, that'd be Korea.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then
he got bit by a vampire bat. Now he fights vampires on the street.
Yeah, so he got bit by a vampire bat, and then he had a kid. Isn't the Patriot?
No, it's Blade.
He had two kids,
but I think as well, you could have introduced, like, Daredevil, the Netflix series, had, like, the right vibe, I think.
Mm, yeah.
For and I just think you could have done it, but I think now
well,
it's
Doctor
like,
Strange also has the vibe. So I guess whoever asked Kevin Feige this question, like, they're not wrong.
No, yeah, it's the time to talk about
it. When did Morbius come out?
2022, maybe?
Yeah, okay. I'm just wondering if they're like, cool. We're going to get some sweet vampire beers.
2022.
Mm. All right. So it's a little while before.
Yeah.
So they got a while before the Sony ruined vampires.
They had
for
some many opportunities.
6 years.
Yeah. Okay.
But it's all right because it seems like the Kevin Feige lost steam 6 months later because in June 2017, Kevin Feige again expressed his interest of using Blade in the MCU, stating, I think it would be cool. Someday.
Fair enough. Okay, Kevin. I think it'd be cool.
That's the biggest, like, shut the fuck up response. Yeah. It'll be cool someday.
Well, at that point, right, so they've probably got a bunch of stuff in pre-production in production. Also, behind the scenes, this is when him and Ike are, like, fighting,
So that's 2017.
Yeah.
So this is...
Because there's that whole thing about the
June 26. Okay, so this is like a week before Spider-Man Homecoming comes
out. Okay, because I forget exactly when it all came out. That was just kind of like the TV shows are going to be separate. Like the whole, you know, the Netflix stuff is somewhere else. Then this thing is over there. The Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., don't worry about it.
Yeah, at that time they were like, we're just streamlining everything that it's the Netflix TV shows, like is in the new... Sorry, the Disney Plus TV shows. Well, that would have probably been the Disney acquisition,
Disney
I
Plus.
Imagine.
Merger?
Yeah, I assume during the Disney Plus merger, they were like, and...
Yeah, it is. It actually was. It was 2015 where they...
Okay, so there was a couple years.
You got to remember during Homecoming, wasn't that when all the Spider-Man shit was going down? Or was that after Homecoming? Where they were like, do we own Spider-Man?
No. So Homecoming was always made with...
Sony.
Yeah. Because he appears in Civil War, then he has his own movie.
That's
Homecoming.
Right. I forget he appeared in Civil War. God damn.
Underoos. He does a big somersault. He grabs a shield.
Right. Far out.
Yeah. And then Spider-Man Homecoming, which Sony split production between Sony and
Disney. That's right.
Anyway, so yeah, he's like, just fucking talk about Spider-Man. Yeah. Who cares about
Blade? I don't care about Blade. We're not making a Blade. Go away. Get out of my goddamn face.
And then I guess people caught wind that, don't ask Kevin Feige about Blade because he doesn't care because it's 2 years later before it happens again. And then at San Diego Comic-Con 2019, Kevin Feige announces that a Blade film was in development.
Whoa.
And Mahershala Ali will portray the title character.
I read somewhere that Mahershala Ali had to kind of like pitch himself as well as Blade.
Well,
wasn't he in the Luke Cage series as a
I think he was, yes.
Villain?
He was in the Luke Cage. Did he play
Cottonmouth or something like that?
Yeah, Cottonmouth. I think he might have. I should watch Luke Cage.
Yeah.
I reckon it's better than I remember.
I think isn't the first season good but slow, so people didn't like it, and the second season sucks?
Yeah, that sounds right.
They made a second season?
Yeah, dude. He was...
Cottonmouth?
Yes.
Cottonmouth, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Hmm. But anyway, yeah, so I heard he had to like fully pitch himself, and that initially as well, Kevin Feige was like, oh, it's going to be a TV show.
Yes,
and
that then, is also something that happened.
Yeah, it took a while for them to be like, oh, maybe we'll make it a movie. Yeah.
So... It's the next thing here. So in October 2020, in an interview on a podcast, just like this one, Mahershala Ali revealed that when he was first approached by Marvel Studios about playing Blade, they were considering rebooting the character into a television series rather than a film, and that it took a couple of years for them to come to the conclusion and cast him in the movie.
Yeah, okay.
So here's what I think happened. That discussion happens before when it's like the Netflix Disney show.
Yeah.
Then... Perlmutter and Feige disagreement and split happens.
Mm-hmm.
And then Feige's like, well, I want to make a Blade, so let's just make it a movie.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, very possible.
I can imagine also they're like, all right, with the Netflix stuff, we could have done more like R-rated or like a little bit more violent, that kind of stuff. With like, you know, going towards Disney, like, we got to kind of make it a bit PG.
Yeah. Got to play it a bit safer,
Let's play it a bit safer. Then be like, oh, let's make it a movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it also feels like this was such a period of instability in general. Like, how many projects have we, in our long career of paying attention to this garbage, watched go from a TV show to a movie to nothing.
Well, yeah.
What are you talking about? Ironheart's coming out soon, I think.
And Armor Wars, too. Yeah, especially dude. Armor Wars.
Especially Armor
Marvel
Wars.
Marvel have fucked the last couple of years post-COVID so bad to the point that people like us are gaslighting ourselves thinking that there's been so many projects that haven't been released.
Yeah, it's actually true. Yeah.
Actually, like Marvel actually right. have like a pretty shocking track record of everything they're announcing actually coming out.
Yeah.
The stuff they announced that didn't come out, was that always like a little bit of a wink? As in like, let's say, for example, the Captain America
Seven Society.
Was that always in the cards, or was that kind of be like, this will shut them up because that's going to be a bait and switch?
So apparently when Serpent Society, I think we've actually done an episode on
this.
I'm pretty sure when
guy
it
got
was
his legs and arms chopped off by a boat.
yeah.
And then his friend comes in, or his brother, and he's like, I'm Black Mamba now. Goodbye.
Yeah. Bush Ranger.
Yeah. That's right.
That guy rocks.
One of the Serpent Society guys, his name was Eel. That's not a snake. Come on.
This is okay. Welcome to Serpent Society. We've got, all right, we've got the Black Mamba. Yeah. Oh, Cottonmouth, you're here. Yeah, that's good. Great. Oh, yep. All right. Now we've got Eel.
Yeah.
And then Worm.
Yep, I'm here, I'm Eel.
And
Slug?
Yeah,
kind of like a snake.
Okay, you guys just are long and no legs.
We got to really lock down what a snake is if we're going to start this goddamn society.
Okay, can we have a meeting by prior to this meeting? I know we can't time out.
I feel like that they popped up again recently. I can't remember what it was.
Society.
Like, as in, like, people like, oh, they might be doing an actual Serpent Society thing, but I can't remember.
Well, maybe with how absolutely motherfucked the Captain America New World Order production has been, they'll just pivot. They recently put in what's his name?
Which guy? Give me more information.
Gus Fring.
Oh yeah, him.
I forget his name.
Oh yeah, and people think that he's playing Nick Fury's dad or something.
But like, it's so funny. They're like, he's a secondary villain, but like, bro, your movie's been done for like a year. And now they're like, oh fuck, okay, we're getting the guy who plays the same character in every single thing he's in. Mm-hmm. Maybe that will make our movie good.
Yeah, he'll play a villain, it'll be good. Well, maybe they'll like bow face it and be like, he's actually a good guy. And maybe he played Charles Xavier.
Whoa! That would be cool. It would be nice to see him do something where he's not typecast into playing Gus Fring again. So,
yeah,
let him be Charles Xavier. Or Magneto. He'd be good for either.
I think he would,
I think he'd be a better Charles, probably.
Yeah, yeah. So.
Let's find out what... I'm pretty sure that it's rumored to be
Nick Fury's dad.
But isn't he younger?
Oh, no. Sorry, Nick Fury's brother.
Oh, I see. Okay. I'm like, that makes sense. Nick Fury has lived a rough life, I guess. That's what being in space that much does. It gives you space goonies or whatever.
Yeah. Bone density plummets and then it comes out in your face.
Your bones are what's stopping wrinkles? Is that our mad claim today?
Yeah. It's why he walk like hobbles.
Oh, right. Of course, because his bone density is so... It's fucked up. Yeah.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Anyway.
There's leaked footage of him.
Mm-hmm. In a van. That's nice. just sitting there being like,
this would be so awesome to be like still invested in these movies that they're like, leaked footage of this guy in a van and you're like, I have to see it.
Yeah.
To know he will be in a van in the movie has changed my life.
He's shooting guys.
In cars. Okay, so I'm guessing he's not playing a superhero unless he's playing some kind of a spy. Maybe?
Oh, yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Could be doing Nick Fury's brother. I forgot that, what's his, Colby Smulders.
Yeah.
Agent Hill. Is she dead?
Oh, no. That's
such
right.
a beautiful send off.
Yeah, really lovely. Really lovely stuff.
Skrull Times.
In Secret Invasion.
Really, it was like such a impactful
poignant,
moment.
Poignant moment.
Someone playing that character, beloved, really brought something like the gravitas of that character onto the silver screen.
Yeah.
So Jacob Fury, aka Scorpio, is apparently who
people are thinking.
People are thinking, but I think there's been like from chat leaks and stuff. It seems like that is the direction they're going. But I like that this YouTuber has been like, nope, they're Nick Fury variant from the Dark Avengers. I hope that's true.
Me too. Yes, please. All right, what happened next for Blade?
Getting very distracted.
We fell off. I mean, well, we did fall off, but we got distracted. We went off topic, yeah.
After that podcast, then, like, later that month, Marvel was like, yeah, we're getting writers to the movie.
Okay. That's good. Hey.
I mean, that happened. Like, basically.
I know. It's,
you got to hire Ryan.
You do. It's just funny to be like, we're announcing a film.
Now we're going to.
We've attached the lead.
Yeah.
Writers.
Yeah.
But well, no, that happened all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, because what they would have done is, I mean, Marvel, I don't know if it's officially being confirmed or if it's all just like very loud whispers from inside the company of like, a lot of the time now, Marvel is such a well-oiled machine, but the oils may be rancid.
Yeah.
Where, yeah, they have directors and writers, but also Marvel are like, all right, sweet, well, write this movie, but this is what your third act looks like.
Yeah, that's right.
These things are happening. And
make sure you include this, and this, and sometimes they do that after filming.
Like,
you've got to be like,
actually, you can't have this villain die here, or they have to die.
But then I've already filmed it.
To
do that, though, that means I got to...
That's all right. We'll call up the special effects team. We'll be like, for $35, you've got to do this in...
Now we'll buy you lunch.
For $35, you got to do this in 3 hours. If you don't agree to work with that, you're going to be blacklisted and you'll never work with Disney again. That'll be terrible for your special effects company.
It would be. Wouldn't it be... I mean, because it's very integral. What if we just...
I've hung up on you.
I guess. Oh, yeah, I guess you're assistant director. We could just cut that whole scene.
Yeah, let's do that.
And film whatever they want. And then that's a lot easier and less arse-ache and man hours and cheaper.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And because I can't be bothered trying to like CGI the death of this motherfucker out, or whatever. And then you're like, well, that whole poignant bit that I like spent months on, gone. I do want that lunch.
Yeah,
I mean, I think the movie should just take the Marvel's approach, where they clearly just cut each act in half, and they're like,
good enough.
And then we'll just record. They're standing in a room. They'll say a thing, and then that will be the bridge between the first half of Act One to the first half of Act Two.
Perfect. I think they should. Was it the Eternals? No, who didn't get? I love this. Was it also the Marvels? I love this movie. I've been working on it. I'm a director. No, I haven't been able to step foot in the editing suite. Why do you ask? Which one was?
I think that was the Marvels. I think that was the Marvels.
Yeah. The Marvels director was constantly like, "Yeah, I worked on this movie. I wouldn't say I directed it.
I'm associated with it, but not like
my name's on it.
It's not mine.
Like for the Directors Guild." A name has to appear.
Yeah, exactly. And
so
that
happened to be mine.
They should just... I'm honestly surprised that Marvel haven't used all of their money to just make a guy called John Marvel that directs all their movies.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Like how a lot of R.L. Stein Goosebumps books weren't written by R.L. Stein.
Yeah.
Maybe they should just have all Marvel movies made by R.L. Stein.
They should. Like, do like the whole, like, the whole, like, Alan Smythe or Smithy or like a lot of...
R.L. Stein's...
R.L. Stein's Marvel Universe.
R.L. Stein's Blade.
Probably be spooky.
Whoa, he did do a Man-Thing comic, so...
Was it R.L. Stein, though?
Well, probably not. It's probably one of his many ghostwriters. Yeah.
Could have been Joss Whedon or something.
But like a lot of, writers like R.L. Stein, is it Emily Rotter, all those people. They were in these big series. They did like either the book Bible, and then they were like, oh, yeah, they'll write either the beginning, the middle, maybe some poignant episodes or like issues. But then it's like, just reach my name.
Yeah, exactly.
Why, Marvel at this point, do that.
Yeah,
this movie's directed by John Marvel.
Or just like
Captain America. Captain America directed this movie.
At this point, I think everyone would be like, we accept this.
Yeah.
I think that also, like, the directors that got involved would be like, I understand.
Honestly,
this
for the
now.
Best.
To be honest, I get it.
I think the actors would be upset they don't get the same deal.
Yeah. Well, they actually protest about that, I think.
That is true, actually.
Because, if it was up to Marvel, they'd be like, hey, we've scanned your head. Here's $30.
And a lunch?
And half a sandwich. We're going to cut every sandwich.
I gotta give the other half of the sandwich to Tom Holland.
So we've scanned your head, and you're going to be in 30 movies now. You don't have to do anything. Here's your $30.
Okay, so $30 now, and I get residuals, right?
No.
What?
You weren't in the movie.
We can't tell who's watching Netflix.
We got like a billion minutes. What is that?
No one knows, dude. How could you ever tell who's watching a TV?
Yeah, no one's...
Unless you're going to set up a camera on top of every television. That sounds asinine.
Exactly. Yeah. It's best that we randomly give out a little booklet to a couple of people, and every person that fills out that booklet, that counts for like 200,000 guys.
Exactly.
And that's how we understand the ratings.
So we get some writers in 2021.
Yeah.
March 2021, they're like, hey, film's going to begin production in September.
Okay.
We're expecting to wrap in December in Atlanta, 2021.
Okay. Oh, it was a while back. Right. Yeah, that's good to hear. It's good to hear they wrapped up in 2021.
2 months later, in May 2021,
The
Hollywood Reporter reports that the film's production has pushed back from its initial start date of July 2022 so that Marvel Studios could spend time working on the film script.
Okay. Fair enough.
Now, there is a lot of talk about what actually happened here.
Yeah.
So apparently, the first version of Blade was a period piece.
Oh, that's very interesting.
Set
and was like
in 1900s London, and there was no vampires.
What?
And apparently,
the fuck?
Apparently, it was a 90-minute film with no real action at all.
Why?
Mahershala Ali apparently was like looking at the script, being like, "I think you fucked this."
I have several questions. One being, first off, 90 minutes, that gives me like a big tick.
Yeah.
That's a big tick for me. 90 minutes, well done, guys. Sure. Period piece? Okay.
That's fine.
Maybe, yeah, vampires in the 1900s. Spooky.
Yeah.
No vampires, though.
Okay.
1900s what? London, still spooky Jack the Ripper.
Jack the Ripper's there. Australia's being...
If you're a woman of the night on fucking whatever it is lane, I'd be... Look out.
It's scary. Jack the Ripper's there. The From Hell comic, the Alan Moore.
Yeah.
That we could maybe there's the Abagnale or whatever, the detective.
I don't know.
Australia is getting federalized.
Yeah. Was there a plan to end it with like the first vampire?
Come on, mate. It's 1900s in London. What do you think is going to happen?
I don't know.
Jack the fucking Ripper.
Yeah, but.
And that's going to be a vampire. Right? That's the most, like, bullshit, trite piece of garbage you can think.
But also, what? Because Blade, in the comics, is an American man.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Would he be British? Or was the idea that he's come from America? They would do
Mahershala
a thing.
Mahershala Ali, for some reason... I was like, oh, maybe they've done this because maybe he's British. No, he's from Oakland, California.
Maybe the idea was to establish that Mahershala Ali was like a vampire hunter in America, and something that's not vampires but vampire adjacent has occurred in London, and he's had to come to London to solve the problem.
So I found out a little bit more information that I was vaguely remembering. Another... Yeah. Theory that was like kind of leaked and hasn't really been debunked.
Yeah.
Is that the film synopsis originally was himself a half vampire, half human. Daywalker Eric Brooks has honed his ability to hunt down the undead who have long terrorized mankind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A human vampire hybrid since his tragic birth.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Blade has spent a long life seeking to rid the world of vampires like the one that killed his mother.
Okay.
Yeah. So
that's kind of like. Was in the original film.
I think that's kind of Blade B.
Yes, but I think that, so this one was, there was talk that it was going to feature in, 1920s London.
Okay.
His mom was bitten by a vampire.
Okay.
And then his birth was tragic because presumably his mom died. And that's why he's half human, half vampire.
So this film doesn't actually have Blade in it. It just is the origin of Blade.
Yeah.
They were going to do a Madame Web kind
of.
Yeah. Okay. Weird decision.
Okay. I was thinking, they're going to do Jack the Ripper because, of course. But then, like, maybe they were going to do, like, League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. What's the Draculata's name? Abraham?
Van Helsing.
Van Helsing?
Victor Van Helsing?
Like do that.
Maybe.
Kind of thing.
Like you can imagine, I think this would be crazy, but you can imagine if they were like, we're establishing that Blade was born way earlier, and instead of being a strictly vampire hunter, he's like a Van Helsing type. So he's a monster hunter. Yeah. So he's going to, he normally fights vampires, but for our first Blade movie, to flip the script on you, there's like a werewolf terrorizing London, werewolf by night maybe, terrorizing London. And so Blade's going to go fight the werewolf. Now, obviously, for average Joe blowjob movies, he go, oh, Blade vampire man, no vampire in movie.
Yeah.
But I could see them going in that direction.
Yeah.
I don't think they should have, and I guess it's probably good that they ended up
Yeah. And I can also see them going like, all right, well, yeah, because if he's born in, like, you know, the 1920s,
yeah,
then he's kind of there throughout some of the Marvel history.
So yeah.
He was, you know, maybe like, oh, yeah, that's where we can kind of plunk him into, you know, with Ant-Man and that.
During Vietnam.
Vietnam. Or if we want to do, like, early shit to be like, oh, yeah, what was happening in, like, you know, the 50s?
Yeah.
Oh, here you go. Here's a lad.
And it sort of is a shame that we don't get more Marvel period pieces because... Mm. To me, that's somehow more interesting at this point than, you know, to be like, well, let's go back and fill out some of that history instead of having everything start at this point and just balloon forward and then kind of retroactively decide characters were around during this point.
Mm.
Like, there are a bunch of Marvel Wild West characters. Mm. I mean, obviously, they're never making a Western in a million years.
Yeah, that is true.
Extremely dead genre, but... You know.
Do not tell Kevin Costner.
No.
I would never, dude. Kevin Costner can make his, what I'm assuming is going to end up being like a day-long epic of his four-hour Western movies.
Was it the 90s? Was it Tombstone?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Didn't he do Wyatt Earp? Yeah.
When did he do Tombstone? Is that before or after Wyatt Earp?
Tombstone's not him. Isn't Wyatt Earp the same story of... Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Wyatt Earp... was released 6 months after Tombstone, and it's about the same guy.
Oh, yeah.
Wyatt Earp.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
So considering I can remember Tombstone, but not Wyatt Earp, was it well-received?
it was made for a budget of $63 million and made $55 million, which
almost.
Isn't...
Almost got its budget back.
Nearly made its budget back. Well, Costner. But hey.
Dennis Quaid said, I personally thought it was too long, but also I'm really proud of it.
You know what? You have to respect Costner for being like, the Western's coming back.
Yeah.
And he's invested.
Wyatt Earp goes for 190 minutes.
That's too long.
And that's Wyatt Earp. Anyway, let's talk about Horizon real quick, which is what Kevin Costner quit Yellowstone to make.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Horizon, an American saga, which is a four-part Western where he's making all four films back to back to back to back.
Incredible. Yeah.
First one.
Cheaper. Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course.
The first one premiered at Cannes.
Yeah.
And it goes for 181 minutes and has. Yeah. Fucking 4,000 guys in it.
Hey, Sam Worthington's there.
Sam Worthington.
Australians.
Giovanni Ribisi.
Michael, Avatar.
Michael Rooker.
Avatar.
Yeah. Jenna Malone. Avatar? Thomas Hayden Church.
What Avatar? The hell?
Was he in Avatar? He should be in Avatar.
He'll be in the next one, probably. That's awesome, dude.
Kevin Costner, Avatar?
Kevin Costner would be great in Avatar.
He'd be great in Avatar.
Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner or honestly function like a normal human being most weeknights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night, didn't even have the energy to think, just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. B-E-E-F. omahasteaks.com, promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
He can play a good...
maybe a water avatar?
Oh, yeah. I was imagining him human, but no, maybe he would make a good avatar. Maybe he'd make a good... David Thewlis is in the next Avatar movie. That's fucking crazy.
He's going to be a volcano avatar.
Yeah, yes, he will.
But yeah, Kevin Costner just loves to quit things to direct crazy movies.
It's exciting.
He also directed The Postman. I didn't know he directed that one.
Whoa. A great film where he has to eat his donkey. No, he gets forced to eat his donkey, but then he gives his donkey meat to another guy.
That's nice of him.
So Kevin Costner he directed Dances with Wolves, which is 3 hours. The Postman, which is 3 hours. Mm-hmm. Open Range, which is...
Was that okay? Is Open Range also a Western?
Is Open Range that story about the guy, the cow in the hole and time travel?
No.
It is. It's called Open Range.
That's not Open Range.
That was a TV series.
That was a TV series called, like, Final something.
No, it's Open Range, you son of a bitch.
So, but Open Range is, I'm guessing, a Western?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a revisionist Western. They're all Westerns.
Damn,
anyway.
You love Westerns.
Kevin Costner, God bless.
Yeah, maybe make, I don't know, what does Marvel have?
Open Range, Josh Brolin, bitch!
Yeah, can you read that properly?
Open Range? Oh, it's Outer Range.
You're an idiot. Anyway, July 2021.
Anyway,
Bassam Sariq is in talks to direct the film, and then in September 2021, it is announced officially. Okay. He is directing.
All right. Here's, what did Bassam do?
Yeah, really good question. He made a documentary in 2013 called These Birds Walk.
Oh, yeah. Good for birds like bats. I get it.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is about a runaway Pakistani boy.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Then he makes a short film, Ghosts of Sugar Land.
Oh, yeah.
And then he's made one feature film, Mogul Mogwai?
Like the Gremlins?
No, Mowgli.
Oh, like the Mowgli.
Mowgli.
Okay.
Okay.
Which...
Critically acclaimed.
I'm pretty sure it won awards.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
Pretty good pedigree.
So like an independent film, I'm assuming?
Yeah.
Like maybe
starring Riz Ahmed.
Oh, okay. Very like heartwarming, maybe.
No, not heartwarming. Showing the
horrors of something.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
It's about a British Pakistani rapper who was struck down by a disease.
Okay, so
that sounds sad.
All right, that's so like a sad kind of heartwarming. Yeah. Not heartwarming, but like, you
like
know,
an emotional,
like emotional looking into like, you know, the face of adversity.
Anyway, and then his next movie, Blade.
Yeah.
Okay, so you go from.
Well, you can do. I mean, you can make Blade whatever you want. You know?
Yeah, true.
You could take some of that into Blade.
Yeah, exactly. When you have Marvel breathing down your neck to be like, hey, you need to include these things.
Mm, yeah, you're right. Hey, you know what? You're right.
I know we've hired you for your voice.
Yeah, but
For your directic, vision.
Yeah.
But also,
fuck your.
How
voice.
About you shut up?
Yeah. How about you make the movie we want you to make?
Yeah.
Punk?
Yeah. We've got Johnny Marvel Films in the wings here.
Yeah, exactly. He could be making the movie.
How long? Your half sandwich or not?
Yeah. How long did he stay on?
What do you mean?
What?
I don't know if she got a feeling.
So for the rest of 2020, there's only one update for 2021. One after that, which is that Delroy Lindo has joined the cast of the film. Then, start of January 2022, the film's now expected to begin production in August and wrap by December.
Okay.
So that's a year later than
they planned initially.
Plan.
But hey, look, 21, look, that we just flew on by because the script was stinky.
Yeah, that's now, okay. You got to redo the script. Sometimes that happens.
Now we've got director, good script, 2022 is all around, wrapping production up, fantastic.
And then you're getting just like random updates like Aaron Pierre's joined the cast.
Oh, fantastic news.
Great.
Working title of the film is Perfect Imprints.
Excellent.
Strange name.
Sure.
But that also sometimes doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, exactly.
Imprint like a dog?
Yeah.
Damien Garcia is a cinematographer. The film's now starting production in July 4th in Atlanta and New Orleans. So that actually moved up.
Yeah.
Went from August to July.
I feel like it's happening.
Yeah.
Going to wrap up filming pretty soon.
Yeah.
Like, Milan Ray joins the cast.
Production.
And then, so June 6th is when they say July 4th is when we're starting production.
Fantastic.
Yeah. June 27th. Film production has been pushed back from July 4 to October.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, it's got to be a couple months.
Yeah, it's fine.
Then the next month, July, so they've missed the start, dude.
Kevin Feige
gets on stage at San Diego Comic-Con 2022, and he says, my good friends, the movie will be released November 3rd, 2023.
Oh, that's fantastic. Okay,
incredible. We had a release date.
Exactly. it's a year and a month after it begins, I guess, production,
that's
right?
Pretty normal, really.
Or a couple months after. Yeah. A year and a couple months after. That's great, because, again, you film everything, good, nice, tight turnaround, enter post-production.
Yeah.
Surely, you know, we're working those FX artists to the bone.
Absolutely, but, like, whatever. That seems reasonable at this point. Yeah.
In September, so that was July where we were told the release date. September, same year, 2022.
Yeah.
The film was scheduled to start production on October 5 and now wrap January 28th, 2023.
Okay. Still fine.
So 10 months before the movie
wraps up in Jan, it comes out in November. Yeah. That's like a Marvel film. Yeah.
I can accept that at this point. Yeah.
6 days after that schedule is announced.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Bassam Tariq's like, actually, I don't think this is for me.
Why?
I'll remain on as executive producer, but due to the shift in the film's production schedule, I don't think I can make this work anymore.
What, you mean the 10 months from wrapping up and then you don't think that's enough for you? I don't understand.
Fair enough.
Which is funny, and obviously Bassam Tariq isn't a big enough director that like people are like watching everything he's doing.
Yeah.
But I don't know what this new, because he's like, oh, it's now scheduling conflicts.
Yeah.
But looking at what he's got going on.
What else was he making?
It's not clashing with anything.
I'm assuming it was probably that 10-month turnaround, and he's just like,
hey, no,
never
thank
mind.
You.
I'm out. I'm dipping.
Or he's like, 10-month turnaround, see, like, the writing of the wall. Oh, I'm not directing this.
Yeah, yeah,
oh,
true.
I understand.
They're getting someone else. I'm leaving.
I clearly see what's going on here.
He's like, but no, I will stick around as an executive producer. And then they're also like, same day, we got a new writer.
Okay.
Well, yeah, okay. That last script is stinky.
Yeah.
And, well, but, so this, it's kind of tricky because you're like, oh my God, a new writer this late. But they're like, we've got a new writer. Also, they'd already written the previous version of the script. So the most recent script that they were using for the production schedule they just had was already written by this person. So it wasn't
Just like, it's kind of like we're officially announcing sort of.
All right. So it's like, we've hired the same writer that's already written this to maybe do a couple of like, you know, tweakings.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, that makes sense.
2 weeks later, The Hollywood Reporter reports that the production of the film would be shut down temporarily while Marvel searched for a new director of the film. And the film would resume production in early 2023.
Okay.
The same day, it was announced that the film had been pushed back from its initial release date to September 6, 2024.
That's fair. You know, I mean, look.
Well, you lose a director, you're going to make it.
Lose a director, and already the turnaround was way too tight.
Yeah. So you're fair enough. We'll push it out to a year.
Yeah.
Extra year. Push it out a year. Yeah. So the release date's now gone from November 3rd, 2023 to September 6, 2024.
Yeah. Easy. Haven't even begun filming.
Yeah, exactly.
In almost exactly a month later, Jan Dimash, I think that's how they say
that. Yeah, Jan Dimash, I would say.
Okay.
Yep. They're coming on to direct the film, and that somebody named Michael Starberry is writing the film's new script.
Oh, another writer.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And they're not, I guess, using that old script where they got the old writer to write. They're starting kind of from scratch, I'm assuming.
Well, again, that script's stinky.
Yeah, it was a bad script. Fair enough.
You get a new director. You want to get a new script, so you get a new writer. Because, that last script, well, that was written for that director.
Yeah, exactly.
Everyone has
that's okay.
Sense.
We'll just and start again. Comes first.
The new director, when you look at his films, you're like, huh? So his most recent film was White Boy Rick, which is a Matthew McConaughey movie.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
A rapper I really like, Danny Brown, is in it. That's why I know about this movie.
Yeah, nice.
Anyway.
But his television.
His television,
like, I see a couple of things. Top Boy, I've never watched it, but I know of it.
Okay.
And then Lovecraft Country. Once again, haven't watched it.
So
went Secret Diary of a Cool Girl.
Yeah, Billie Piper.
Whoa. Yeah.
She used to be Rose, but then she was Rose again, I guess.
Yeah, that's true.
She keeps being Rose.
Yeah. And she used to be a singer anyway.
Yeah, she did. Billie Piper, she truly can do it all, provided that those things are singing and being Rose. Those are things that she's very good at.
It was the new writer that did Diary of a Cold Girl?
No, this is a new director.
Only the new director. Lovecraft Country was the pilot, yeah?
Yeah.
They directed the pilot of Lovecraft Country.
So, but there is one thing that is in their filmography that I'm like, okay, this makes sense. And that is Dead Set, which in 2008 came out. And I believe, if I'm not confusing it with something else, yes, it's a movie. It's a TV series written and created by Charlie Brooker. The guy who's like, "What if the internet's bad?
Phone but knife.
Yeah,
phone
Instagram,
but knife.
What if Instagram had a knife?
Yeah.
So he directed that whole series, and the series is a zombie outbreak starts while contestants are in a Big Brother house.
That's a really good show.
What's
I remember
going
watching
on?
That. I mean, look, it might not hold up, but I remember watching it years ago and being like, "This is really solid, really good idea."
Yeah.
Okay, so you can see why they would be chosen.
He's done some horror stuff.
Yeah.
And again, TV direct, like they tend to go.
Riz Ahmed
Marvel.
Is in Dead Set. Riz Ahmed's in all, he's the link.
Yeah,
he better be in Blade.
Hopefully.
Has he been in the, has he been in the MCU already?
I don't know.
I think he has.
Quick little googs.
Yeah.
But it's Riz interesting Ahmed. You see a lot of Marvel, they always go to TV.
Yes,
like,
yeah.
I guess it's because the TV directors are so used to directing
kind of,
in like,
yes,
with,
absolutely.
With restraints.
And sort of serialized. Too.
I knew that there was something I was thinking of, but he's not been in the MCU. He's in Venom. He's the bad guy in Venom.
That's crazy.
That's right. Riot or something?
Yeah, Riot.
Yeah.
March 15th. 2023.
Mm-hmm.
They say scheduling is going to begin production in May.
Yeah, okay. And that's after. So they've announced a cinematographer, and they're like, "Oh, actually, no, not that cinematographer anymore. We got a new cinematographer.
Well, good. Much better one. We
then,
had the last one.
Mia Goth joins the cast, undisclosed role.
Finally,
the True Detective guy, Nick
Pizzolatto.
Yeah, he's now also a writer.
He has worked with Ali before.
Yes,
they did
True Detective season three
together.
Has he worked with Riz Ahmed, though? That's what I'm
more
curious about.
That's what's important, dude.
Mm, well, maybe.
Yeah.
Is Riz Ahmed in True Detective?
I don't know, man.
Riz Ahmed, what are you? Are you in True Detective? You're not in True Detective.
Sorry, man.
Riz Ahmed's in Girls?
What the hell?
Mm.
Can he direct? Maybe we get him in.
Yeah, maybe we'll
Riz Ahmed, have you directed? Riz Ahmed also a rapper.
Whoa.
Well,
the next thing that happens in this timeline is something we all remember, the 2023 Writers Guild of America strikes.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
So the production of Blade, already quite sort of like on tenterhooks, is just stopped.
Which is also around the same time, around like Secret Wars, where everyone was like, whoa, we cooked that one. Whoa, we're cooking this one too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa, oh, yeah. Things are cooked.
We're into the weeds on like the MCU at this point.
Yeah. Then during the writer's strike, when it's, you know, going longer than I think studios thought it was going to, they pushed the movie back from September 6th to January, Valentine's Day 2025.
Ah,
mm-hmm. So they've given themselves another 6 months.
Oh, yeah.
I thought I would have pushed it a little bit further, but that's okay. Yeah.
You think romance? I think Blade.
Yeah, me too.
Well, Deadpool, the first Deadpool got released on Valentine's Day.
Go. Yeah, that's true.
So, in classic counter-programming.
Yeah.
See?
It's a thing that movies love to do. Madame Web also came out on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, but that's a romantic movie.
Yeah. And I think we all saw it together for Valentine's
Day. Yeah. Leaving our spouse and pauses.
Leaving our spouse and pauses.
Spouse and pauses.
At home, and then we watch Madame Web. A beautiful, beautiful film.
Anyway, November 1st, 2023, Michael Green.
New writer
writing the film script from scratch.
Yeah.
Starting again, baby.
The last one, I don't know if you know this, guys, but the last one was really stinky. This one's going to be good.
No, you just got to figure it out.
Every idea, we're not even borrowing from the last. Bad. All the way down. We hated them.
This one's going to be the best.
5 days later, Yann Demange, he's revealed that the film will now be rated R, stating...
Yeah.
They gave me the R, which is so important.
Yeah,
that's
dude.
A funny quote.
That's great.
Dude, they gave me the R.
And
that's so important.
Well, yeah, because I want to see Blade stab a vampire in the heart and blood.
Exactly. And say,
his name is Blade.
Fucking cunt.
Yes.
3 days later, it gets pushed back from Valentine's Day 2025 to November 7, 2025. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, because you got to now add some cusses.
It's now 2 years late.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm,
or did it start? Yeah.
2 years late.
Mm-hmm.
The next year, March 17th, Aaron Pierre is no longer attached to Blade after the project has, quote, evolved.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, it's now becoming something else. Who's not attached?
He's just an actor that was cast in an undisclosed role.
So it doesn't matter anymore. It doesn't even matter.
He was cast in when he was cast, it was a different director and a different writer and a different movie. So
honestly, of everyone like leaving, his is the most reasonable.
Exactly. So why are we even reporting it, to be honest?
Yeah, exactly.
It's not even noteworthy.
Yeah.
It's a blip in the radar.
As long as Mia Goth is still attached,
I'm
satisfied.
And then June 12, 2024, Yann Demange, no longer attached to the project. And they've got a new writer, Eric Pearson.
Yeah, because the last script was stinky. It was real bad. I don't know if you know this. That writer, disgusting.
Yeah.
It was a yucky, yucky script.
Bad movie.
Bad movie.
Now it's
going to be the best one
ever. So he is also the writer of, he wrote one of the drafts for Thunderbolts Apostrophe, which is, I don't know if we've spoken about this on the show yet, but the fact that the Thunderbolts movie is called Thunderbolts with an apostrophe at the end, and that's its official title.
Oh, I did not know this. So I guess we have not talked about
and
it.
That's so funny.
So little Thunderbolts little asterisks?
Yeah.
Like a little star there?
Is it like Thunderbolts apostrophe, like how sometimes...
Oh, sorry, not apostrophe. It's
like
an asterisk. Yeah.
Oh, okay, so like as in, you know, like say you're reading, I don't know, Discworld.
Yeah.
And there's all the little asterisks there.
For a little footnote or something.
And you're like, oh yeah. All right, it's a little...
Going to be a subtitle down the track?
No, it's Thunderbolts, but not really. It's the
I see.
Dark Avengers or whatever it is.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It's not really them, but it's like Avengers if they were Russian.
Yeah,
that's extremely stupid.
I'm assuming. Yeah, because Thunderbolts has always been
Yeah, but it's stupid to make that the name.
Yes.
Yeah.
Correct. Yes.
That's a crazy way to do it.
Yeah.
If I'm they're not the Thunderbolts.
Thunderbolts asterisk, then at the end it'll have like then the real name of the group of whatever it is.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Anyway. So yeah, he's the current writer, Eric Pearson, he's just written everything for Marvel.
Yeah. Yeah.
He wrote a whole bunch of one-shots. Remember those?
Yeah. Isn't Alex Pearson, wasn't he brought in, or maybe Eric. It was the previous writer, sorry, Eric Pearson. Weren't they brought in because they were a known finisher of scripts? That was something I was reading previously. Either them or the previous writer were brought in because they were like, they have a real talent and in the past have like finished off scripts that were impossible for us.
Okay.
And then they were like, this script's tricky.
It's a good like rep to have.
Oh yeah,
to
absolutely.
Be like, I can't be.
I will get your scripts done, and I will get the movie made.
So yeah,
I'm not a good script writer, but I will finish it.
He wrote pretty much every single one shot.
Mm-hmm.
The last one being the Agent Carter one, which then turns into him writing three episodes to the TV series Agent Carter.
Yeah.
Then he works on Ragnarok, Black Widow, Thunderbolts, Asterix, the Fantastic Four, and Blade.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so basically he's a...
He's a guy.
Johnny Marvel writer.
Yeah, he's the Marvel writer guy. Yeah, so the fuck did.
Well, yeah, so that's the history. That's the history of trying to make Blade.
But okay.
Why do we think it's proving so difficult? Why do we think this movie, which seems like I said at the beginning, it's a no-brainer?
Well, is it? Because is vampires something that we're like, we're drawing the line? Is it like some of those things where vampires, for some reason, it's like, we can't do vampires, it's too goofy. Is it like vampires is too, I don't know,
I
like
think
silly?
Probably
I
trying
think
to
you can't do Werewolf by Night.
Yeah.
And then be
agreed.
Where you're like, we've got a werewolf guy.
Agreed.
And we've already established like a hammer monster kind of like
sort of old school horror genre
as a thing we can do. And then be like, oh, but vampires is it's too silly.
Yeah, but like, you know, with werewolves, that was on the Netflix. So it was fired. This one, you got to be the movie.
I think it's...
Is it? What was the last vampire movie that was like... Yeah, when was the last vampire movie that kind of came out that was received well?
I don't know.
Wasn't there that movie that Jackson got really, really excited for because it was a Bram Stoker movie that wasn't Dracula?
And then it was very obviously Dracula from the thing.
And he was like, no, they've said it's not Dracula.
Isn't Nicholas Hall?
Yeah.
No,
Renfield, yeah.
Renfield bombed.
Yeah.
That one that was secretly Dracula, which Jackson couldn't believe.
It's still gone.
So
I don't know if it's necessarily.
Is it just like the people don't want to see a vampire film?
Last Voyage of the Demeter also came out last year and bombed.
Yeah, is it just like they're like, look, vampires aren't in vogue right now. No one cares for vampires.
Yeah, I reckon that there's also probably a lot of like trying to make Blade and what the Marvel Cinematic Universe looks like currently tone-wise.
Yeah.
Hard to do.
That's something I've heard as well, is the idea that Blade is effortlessly cool. That's like a big part of the character and completely non-ironic and almost sincere.
Yes.
He's just a badass guy. Blade's not the kind of character that quips or makes little silly references or, you know, he's not funny. I think maybe one of the big parts of it that makes it difficult is Blade is hard to bad boys. It's not bad boys.
Yeah, you can't bad boys Blade, and if you try and bad boys Blade, you get Blade Trinity, which people didn't like.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I think the thing about Blade is that unlike every... it is so...
And do you reckon Ryan Reynolds is scared?
Yeah.
He's like, I work for Disney now. They've got Blade again. They're making a Blade. It's a struggling. I'm right there.
Like, I thought you were going
to
be like,
pull me in.
He might have to see Wesley Snipes.
Actually, Wesley Snipes could be in Deadpool.
Well, that's true. Wesley Snipes recently in an interview made fun of Marvel for how much they're struggling to make Blade. He's like, I did three. It was easy. But I wonder if it's because Blade is so... like definitively a genre movie, whereas no other Marvel movie really is. And like, this is that thing people always say where they're like, oh, Black Widow is a spy film, or Captain America Winter Soldier is a spy thriller, where sort of, but it's also pretty much just a superhero movie. And I think Blade is hard.
I'm trying to think, because like, surely you just get Blade in as the character and you have him fighting some vampires and it's in a little pocket of the Marvel Universe. Yeah. It doesn't really have to be connected. And then maybe that's why they're like, but we need to make it connected.
Well, he is, already in the Marvel Universe. It's his voice at the end
Eternals.
So they've got the
Ebony Blade.
The Ebony Blade.
Yeah.
Which I think is probably what they fucked, is they were probably going to make the Blade movie connect directly with the Ebony Blade, and they're like, well, we can't go now times because no one gives a fuck about swords. Yeah. We'll set it in the past, and it'll lead into... And then they ended up with this fucking weird period piece that was nothing happened.
Well, yeah, I guess that kind of would make sense. Because
the plot of the Blade movie would have been Blade got born.
Yeah.
Mum got bit by vampire while Blade was in Tommy.
Yeah.
Blade finds a sword.
Well, yeah.
Blade is orphaned or whatever. And now Blade has to, little young Blade got a... Yeah, survive, and then he'd find the sword.
Yeah.
And then that sword go to
Kid Harington.
Kid Harington's family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Blade's like, probably, get back.
Yeah, you might have had, the movie was like him and an ancestor of the...
Yeah.
What's his name? Dane? Something Dane? But whatever.
No,
and then... Because then it kind of... If he knows the power of the sword,
yeah. The
ending of Eternals kind of makes sense, because he's like, brother, you sure you want to mess with that? Which I think is what he says. Yeah. Something to that equivalent. But then, I guess they were like, well, the kind of plan is to pretend Eternals never happened.
Yeah.
So tying it into Eternals is probably kind of shooting ourselves in the foot.
I just don't see why. Again, I reckon maybe the reason why they're struggling is because they're trying so hard to connect it all when it doesn't need to be. Like, it doesn't need to be that much connected.
Absolutely. It should be on its own. Also,
if it's on its own, they're like, well, why are we making it?
Yeah. Part of it as well could be like an attempt to make Midnight Suns, which I've also heard is part of the problem, is they're like, oh, this is going to start off our brand new superhero team, Midnight Suns, which does that and could also play into how the first one was going to have no vampires.
Yeah.
Because the characters in Midnight Suns are like Ghost Rider and maybe Brother Voodoo and stuff. These characters not associated with vampires.
Yeah, right.
So you're like, well, we don't want to make the first... We don't want to give the impression that all of these characters get together to fight vampires.
Yeah.
So I don't know what we're going to do.
Yeah.
But, like, it's so weird to think that you could have, like, what, 6 scripts?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, something
it's
like that.
It's rewritten 5 or 6 times, and in none of those scripts do you nail it. Like, in none of those scripts are you like, oh, okay, we figured out our movie about a cool guy fighting vampires.
Mm-hmm. Wesley Snipes, I found his tweet where he made fun of Marvel. And, he made fun of Marvel at time of recording yesterday.
Whoa!
Blade, lordy, 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 side-eye emoji. Folks still looking for the secret source, riding snowmobiles in traffic, kind of rough. Daywalkers made it look easy, don't they?
That's awesome. Hell yeah.
I would not be shocked if... I forgot that Marvel is still trying to make... They're like, we don't want Blade to be a huge budget movie. It's going to be under $100 million. I reckon now, probably not, hey.
Yeah, it's probably... We've probably passed that point and the movie's not happened yet.
Oh, finally. This took me so long to find. Yeah. All right. So, the original Blade plot didn't focus on Blade. It was a group of women set in the past where Blade would be a character that kind of pops up at the end.
That's right. Didn't he get fourth billing? Wasn't that the plan, that he would be the fourth?
So the Blade film
was going to be aggressively not about Blade.
Like, okay.
I think why you can do that, like, but it's not, you don't call it Blade.
Yeah,
you know?
You don't call it Blade. You call it something else. Well, why do like a lot of execs seem to want to do this, or people that make these kind of films? Because the same thing happened with, was it Spider-Woman or one of the Sony?
Oh, that's right. Silk?
Or something like that. Yeah, Silk. They were like, we need to make Silk, not a lady and not have Silk.
Yeah.
What's going to call it Silk?
Silk got canned recently because they pivoted to make, they were like, people don't want female-led superhero movies after Madame Web bombed. That is like, no, people want good movies.
No. Maybe it was the women. That was the problem.
And
that
then they pivoted and then they were like, well, Silk will be about a fella. Also now it's canceled.
I guess it's probably that weird thing where, I don't know if that's what happened with Silk, but like with Blade, where they're like, we need to make a Blade movie. And then the problems come up with, like, nobody likes a vampire movie, or like, I don't know if we can make a movie. Like, I don't know if he's too sincere or whatever. And they're like, okay, we change it to fit the parameters that like have suddenly come upon us, but it needs to remain a Blade movie.
Yeah.
So Blade gets pushed down to like a secondary character and then a tertiary character and then
cameo.
Like, I can kind of see it happening where people lose the big picture oh, we're making a Blade movie.
I hope that eventually they try and like get to the point where they try and gaslight us. Like, yeah, we put out the Blade movie. It was called Eternals.
Blade had the cameo at the end.
Yeah,
dude.
He plays a very important character.
That was his voice. Did you not realize?
But yeah, so apparently the Blade reboot, Mahershala Ali signed on. Yeah, we know that. Things look promising for a 2023 release date, but then the project has gone through 3 writers, 2 directors, 1 shut down before production. Mm. One person familiar with the script said that the story at one point morphed into a narrative led by women and it was filled with life's lessons. Blade was relegated to the 4th lead, and it was a bizarre idea considering the studio had 2-time Oscar winner Mahershala Ali on board.
Do you think that the original Blade script morphed until it became the Madam Web script?
Maybe.
One could hope.
Madam Web's full of life lessons, too, in a very on-the-nose way.
Yeah, look, okay, so here's the thing when it comes to statements like this.
Yeah.
Because there is 2 things happening on the internet at all times. 1, people screaming that everything's going woke, and that's why Hollywood's failing.
Yeah.
2, studios are... Because it's like this weird thing of like, people are actually, those lunatics are wrong, but at the very start before they go down the wrong path, they are sort of right. So studios are, at the moment, trying to appeal to as many people as possible.
Yes, absolutely.
It's not that they're going woke that's the problem. It's like...
It's just that they're like, well, maybe women or people of color would like to see themselves in movies, and hey, their money's as green as anyone else's.
Yes, but then also they're trying to go really broad with every single idea, so they're like, oh, this is also good for kids.
Yes.
And like, people that don't like superhero movies, they should come see this superhero movie. Basically, they got too far up their own ass with how popular the MCU got, and now that it's kind of failed a little bit, they're like, we're going to go broader.
Yeah.
But
it's like, all right, well, who's your core audience? Everyone.
No.
You need to, like, maybe have an ideal, like, what kind of person wants to watch this film?
Everybody should.
Everyone and their partner.
Yeah.
Okay, now you've gone more than everyone.
Families. Okay, single men.
Families and adults.
Okay, single men. Perverts? Uh-huh.
Okay, so you've gone everyone.
Priests.
And then you've,
Priests will like our movie,
okay,
too.
Okay, wow.
Guys eating or just having dropped a hot dog.
Yeah, uh-huh, the president.
Okay, so I thought, when I said you were doing...
UFO nuts.
Apes at the zoo.
Oh, wow, okay, all right.
Mice in lab experiments to see if they like movies.
Yeah. Okay, so when I said everyone, you're going too broad, you then somehow started listing off
the
people,
first time
but including everyone, and now you're including, like, apes.
Friend Peter. Okay. I'm making the movie for him.
Okay, and also everyone, or
no,
just Peter?
No, just Peter.
Okay, well, now this is better, because now you have an audience in mind.
Yeah.
Okay, now can you describe...
He's an incredibly hard man to please. He's one of those guys that hates movies.
He doesn't like challenges in films.
Yeah.
And he only likes movies where he's...
He likes being in movies.
Yeah.
Maybe we could cast Peter.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just this thing where they're like, you know, with Avengers, like, you know, they really hit those, like, I think you've got, what's his name? Robert Downey Jr. being like, we really hit out the park here. We really hit those, like, those 4 quadrants of, like, those main kind of audience members. And everyone's like, yeah, it was really, like, everyone really liked that one. Fantastic. Good job, us. And now everyone's like, we got to do that again.
Yeah.
opposed to being like, look, this one is kind of for, it's a well put together movie and it's for horror fans.
Yeah.
People who like horror. And that's what we're going to kind of aim towards.
Mm.
And hopefully, because we have, you know, the MCU, it's going to be a bit scary, but hopefully not too scary. So, like, again, it'll hopefully broaden it up so that, you know, people who may not like the horror genre come and see it. We're not going to do, like, a Hereditary, someone gets their head, like a child gets their head knocked off. We're not doing that.
No,
too scary.
Maybe they should.
We're just
put the scene from Hereditary in Blade.
Blade's watching that at the
he's
start.
He's like, interesting. Yeah. We're just going to have it a little bit spooky, a bit vampire-y. Whoa.
Yeah.
And so, like, people who like the horror genre or the monster like movie genre, they're going to be happy with this. And hopefully, that'll kind of broaden it up. There's, like, a little bit of a broader appeal to people who don't.
Yeah.
But they're like, no.
And I think you can see this in Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness, which up until, like, feels like a year or maybe even 6 months before the film was released, they were like, it's Marvel's first horror movie.
Is it?
And then presumably at somewhere along the way, somebody was like, we can't make a horror movie.
Oh, no, it's just scary.
It's going to scare people off. We have to go for an extremely broad appeal. We have to make a really safe piece of media.
Tone it down a bit.
Yeah.
Hopefully Marvel, because Blade is still in production.
Mm.
They look at box office trends at the moment. Because the number one highest grossing film of the year at the moment is Dune Part 2.
Yeah.
And that's for fucking... Dune was written with, like, a fuck you in mind. It's what if the hero's journey was fucked up?
Yeah, mm. Yeah, yeah.
And they've made it into two movies that very, very hard for a casual film watcher to, like... You have to be paying so much attention. You pull out your phone, good luck. Movie, it's gone past you.
Yeah. Well, it's the kind of funny thing, I think, with the with Marvel movies at the moment, where they've gone for such a broad appeal.
Do they appeal to no one now?
Well, yeah, and it no longer feels like you need to see it because you're not going to get anything new.
Yeah.
Whereas in the early days, it would be like, this new superhero is coming out, and you'd be like, wow. They're like, it's going to be an Ant-Man movie, and he's a criminal. And you're like, wow, well, I don't know what kind of movie that will be. And I'm going to assume it'll be a particular genre or it'll have particular themes based on the superhero protagonist. But these days, I know exactly the movie I'll get. I have not been surprised by a Marvel movie for like the last two phases, three phases.
I've been surprised how bad some of them have been.
Yeah, absolutely. But at no point have I been like, whoa, that's a really cool idea. And you know what I mean? Like...
Yeah, like when you think about, like, yeah, you're right, a criminal superhero who can go shrink tiny and be like, oh, yeah, you're like, oh, yeah, good at burgling and maybe going to be some heisty stuff, to smash cut to number three and he's getting big, kicking over
big buildings or whatever.
Buildings, and yelling at some guy whose ass is out.
Yeah.
Like,
and
wow.
Black Widow is another great example where it's like the Black Widow, even up until the opening credits, you're like, I'm about to watch a kind of maybe depressing and upsetting spy movie, espionage film set within the MCU. And then at the end of it, you're like, oh, why did I ever think?
There is moments of deep unpleasantness in that movie, though, which is pretty wild. When she breaks her own nose, that's
it's fucked up. That's pretty good. Yeah, exactly. But then, yeah, because it got so broad, they played it so safe, I don't feel like I'm missing out if I don't see one.
Yeah.
And so maybe the best move for a Blade movie would be to make something scary. Because then everybody would be like, whoa, have you seen Blade? That movie was actually pretty spooky.
Yeah.
And then everybody would be like, whoa, that sounds really different. Mm. Maybe I'll go see Blade.
Yeah, because you can imagine them like, all right, we got the, they got the R, and that's, you know, very
good,
very important to us.
Very important.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, cool, what other superheroes got that? Well, Deadpool.
Yeah.
Well, Deadpool have sword, Blade have sword.
Yes.
And so I guess, what if he be Quip Boy?
Oh,
and everyone
yes.
being like, well, then that's not really the character, is it?
Yeah.
But then they're like, yeah, but.
What if he go Quip Mode?
What if he go Quip Mode? And you're like, so we what? He's now just like cutting down vampires, doing quips.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, cool.
Well, what do you think? What do you think is going to happen to Blade?
Mm.
I guess swings for the fences for Blade.
I honestly think that what's going to happen is Mahershala Ali is going to quit.
I think the moment that
happens, Blade is done.
Yep.
But I think that they are trying so hard because this will be the first time.
That a lead actor that's already been announced.
Like, and has appeared in a movie.
Yeah.
Like, this will be the first time that it's just done.
Yeah.
Yeah, Armor Wars and...
Ironheart,
yeah. They're very up in the air. Mm. Armor Wars went from TV to movie. I think Ironheart's been done for a little bit, but they just haven't released it because the time's not right or something, which to me says it's bad.
Yes.
Because I feel like that... And it, like... I cannot stress enough that people that are like, they've gone woke are the stupidest people on the entire internet.
Oh, absolutely.
But they have the pieces in front of them and they've recognized the pieces. Because, you get bad movies when no one is made in mind.
Yeah.
But, sometimes that audience shouldn't be you.
Yeah.
Exactly.
No, absolutely. I think even a TV show that I've been watching, Acolyte, it's fine, but it's so, and a lot of people hate it because they're maniacs, but I dislike it because it's just mid. Like, it's a very safe, kind of boring TV show.
Fair enough. It's fine,
but it's like a 7 out of 10, and I think it's that 7 out of 10 because nothing interesting is happening.
Yeah, I've only seen the first two, and I'm like, to me, I'm like, it's fine. I don't see anything massively wrong with it. Anything massively right with it. I'm like,
kind of middle of the road.
It's okay. It doesn't need the vitriol it gets.
God, no.
But it seems like it seems fine for what it is.
It's one of those TV shows. Sometimes you watch a TV show or a movie and you're like, this is so bad that it's wrecked my life. And sometimes you watch something and you're like, oh, I've been spiritually fulfilled by this. This is art is what I'm seeing. And I feel that feeling of enjoying and appreciating art. Acolyte, for me, I watch watch it and I'm like, I could be doing anything else.
Yeah.
It does nothing for my soul. You know what I mean? There's nothing. There's no, it's we're not going down, we're not going up. It's just like, I'm flatlining while I'm watching it, you know?
Yeah. There is a concerning sign, though, if Marvel decide to look at the box office this year.
Mm-hmm.
Bad Boys Ride or Die, it's made money.
Well, Bad Boys is the original.
Yeah.
This is Bad Boys 4, though.
Yeah. It's a echo of the original. Yeah. It's paying homage to what came before it. And people like it.
But you got to think about, if the MCU is an echo of Bad Boys, right? But it's such a distant echo that it stinks. An echo so much closer to Bad Boys. Bad Boys 4 is always going to be better than any Marvel movie ever made.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like eating a delicious KFC with the original recipe, you know?
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, this is so good. And then KFC, they release something else down the line. You're like, this is just as good. It kind of still tastes like, but they've like added it to something else. This was quite tasty.
Yeah, exactly.
And then and instead of like going somewhere else, like a Chicken Shack, and they're like inspired by the KFC, and you're like, it's fine. It's a bit off.
Yeah.
It doesn't quite hit the spot,
but it's fine.
Yeah.
That's why everyone loving Bad Boys.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And also a plot point of the new Bad Boys film is that Martin Lawrence's character, for a brief moment, believes that he cannot die.
That's awesome.
Because he has, it has the Clerks opening, Clerks 3 opening.
Whoa. Yeah. The same thing happened in
Marcus Burnett.
Fast and Furious 7.
Well, yeah, Martin Lawrence's character has a heart attack at the start of the film, goes into a coma, and then his late captain is like, hey, it's not your time. You're not going to die. And then he wakes up and he's like, I can't die.
That's already more awesome than anything I've seen in a Marvel movie for the last like 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So swing for the fence.
Yeah.
I think it'll be not, it won't happen.
Yeah. Sure.
We will see just Blade as a bit character in a Midnight Suns.
Mm.
I want to say maybe movie.
Oh, yeah.
But even that seems like a bit of a stretch. Maybe like a... another sort of like Werewolf by Night sort of special.
Oh, yeah, like a special presentation.
Like a special presentation, but they go, that's the Midnight Suns and Blade is there.
This is my swing for the fences, is that after this year,
after
we get Deadpool at the start of this year, next year, the next big conference where Disney can announce stuff, we are going to get another spate of Marvel announcements, one of which, quite far down the line, maybe 2025, 2026, will be Midnight Suns, and they'll be like, that's where we're going to see Blade.
Yeah.
And I don't think they'll have a Midnight Suns script. I don't think they'll have any of that shit. But they're just, once again, buying themselves time to figure out what to do with Blade.
Yeah, we're going to have a new actor attached.
Yeah, I don't think Mahershala Ali is going to stick around.
Yeah, because we got Captain
America. I wouldn't. I'd be so offended.
He's walking.
Mahershala Ali is an incredible actor. I loved him in True Detective Season 3.
Yeah.
I've loved him in a bunch of other stuff. To be, like, sitting there being like, I could make a great Blade movie, and they keep coming to you and being like, we've fucked the script again.
Yeah.
There's a new director. There's a new writer. Like, the fact that he's stuck around this long, either he's just locked into a contract, in which case, ripped to a real one, or he just truly believes that Blade can be something great. And I think it must suck to be him right now.
Yeah, because again, you can imagine them being like, I like this character. He's a really cool character. I could play the shit out of him.
I could do something great with this guy.
We could have some fun with this. We're dealing with, you know, monsters, and we're dealing with vampires, and like, you know, be part of the whole thing. And like, if you look at now with like the Blood Hunt in comics, like Blade's turned to villain and he just rips apart Doctor Strange.
Whoa.
He's fucked up.
That's
and
cool.
It's just kind of like, maybe that is also, I don't know, the comics don't really play a part in like the movie making decisions, and it's just currently it's got like Blade is the big villain, the big
player.
And I don't know, if is that also lending it to be like, fuck your Blade,
maybe
we don't want him in your movies, we're gonna make him a villain, or are they doing that to be like, we're gonna make Blade cool and quippy?
Maybe Blade will be the main bad guy of the next phase.
It's just kind of like, maybe that's what they're prepping everyone for. Like, we're like, hey, okay, we've got a mandate now from Disney on high. Blade got to be villain.
Blade is going to be the bad guy.
We can't write a good script, but we have written a script where he's villain.
Yeah.
So let's make him villain.
And that's what we're sticking with.
Even though he's meant to be cool, quippy.
Yeah, make him quippy.
Make him a quippy.
Well, I'm excited because I think that Deadpool and Wolverine will make a lot of money. Disney will be like, yes, we're back on the winners list. And they will forget to deal with all of the problems they currently have internally. And then they will have the worst 2025 on record.
I'm excited.
Captain America Brave New World still has so many things that are so fucked.
Yeah.
Blade also fucked.
Mm-hmm.
Thunderbolts, I think, is fine. I don't know if that.
I've not heard shit about it.
It's gonna
but
be good. It's gonna be.
Yeah,
good.
Man. Yeah, we're in for an exciting year.
Yeah.
In 2025.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel. Good luck, Marvel.
Good luck, buddy.
I look, personally, I think you're fucked. And also, it's worth noting, we got an email during the recording of this letting us know that an episode of our sister show, Plumbing the Death Star, has been demonetized from YouTube. So please share this video
please
with your friends.
Share this video with everybody.
Give us some reviews.
This is
going to
be the only one that won't get demonetized, maybe ever. So you're going to give us reviews. You're going to tell people to watch the video. Tell them to listen to the podcast.
Comment
below. We're desperate.
Comment below. Wow, if I was an advertiser, I'd love to give these boys money.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, thank you and goodbye.
We've been the BS boys.
Yeah.
My rooster.